Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Miss Denise, an etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Well, good evening, happy New Year's, happy Sunday, and welcome to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is January 13, 2013, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our New Year's resolution show series continues with this evening's topic, exercise and nutrition. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening, everyone. My name is Denise Harding, and I am the HR Lady. How are you, Donna?
I am doing great. Denise, how are you today? Happy Sunday.
It is a happy Sunday. What a beautiful day. What a gorgeous day.
It's been an absolutely beautiful weekend, actually. It's been, what do they call it? Like an Indian summer or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is just absolutely beautiful. We have been blessed with this weather. Well, I tell you what, once again, Happy New Year to you all out there listening. We're going to be asking you to share your New Year's resolution with us. But first, before we get started, I want to make sure I answer the question. Since the name of our show is What Is Etiquette Anyway, we need to answer that question as we do every week. And etiquette is just a fancy word for manners. The word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And every week, we are so grateful for Charles I and II for copying these rules for us to live by. So kudos to them. How about that, Denise?
All right.
Well, you know, last week we began our Happy New Year's or New Year's resolution series, and really excited about today. Of course, you know, we took a poll, and with the three top resolutions, and Denise, of course, guess what? Which one was on top?
The weight loss.
Absolutely, lose weight and work out more.
And Donna, by the way, last week you asked me what was my New Year's resolution. And so today I would like for you to share with the listeners yours.
Wow. Well, I tell you what. My New Year's resolution is to try to make sure that I am eating much healthier. Actually, not really making a New Year's resolution, but a lifestyle change. I've been very conscious of what I eat, but I tell you what I've been doing lately over the last couple of weeks, I like to drink juices, and I've been looking and observing a lot of the juices, and many of the juices, like the grape juice and orange juice, they have a very high sugar content. And I know I like things that are sweet, but I've really been looking at that and looking more towards juicing. I have an uncle that used to juice, ever since I remember. I mean, he did it for all of his life. He passed away last year at 80, and he was in such good condition. He walked probably 3 or 4 miles every day, and just, you know, wonderful. But juicing and trying to avoid more sugar. I won't try. I'm going to avoid more sugar. How about that?
That's great. I think that's wonderful.
And I am going to work on that day by day. Well, once again, you guys, thanks so much for spending part of your Sunday with us. I am so excited about our special guest that we have with us this evening. She is a nurse and a former franchise health club owner, and she is going to give us some sound advice on making this a lifestyle, not just a resolution. Because oftentimes when we make resolutions, we're at the point where, you know, it's so repetitive, you know, year after year. Okay, in January, my New Year's resolution is to lose weight. I'm going to eat less. I'm going to spend less. But, of course, anytime you have a resolution or a goal, if you will, if it's nonspecific, you can pretty much bet you're not going to keep it.
Right.
And, you know, think about that. And, you know, for example, nonspecific, just like I just, okay, this year I'm going to lose weight, okay, without saying how much, by when, how it's going to happen. So we know that in order to reach any goal, it has to be specific. You know, how many pounds? Well, how about 5 pounds a week? It has to be measurable. You know, by when? When are you going to do this? Well, you've already said per week, okay? How will you do it? And you want to be realistic about it. But we're going to be even more realistic now. We're going to bring on Miss Dee Swope, excited that she is joining us. Hi, Dee, how are you?
Hi, Donna, how are you doing?
Doing just very well.
Good.
Excited to have you on today. Of course, you know, this is a very popular topic, probably the most popular topic for the month of January anyway, when everyone is thinking in terms of, I'm going to lose some weight. So, and I know that you have years, you've been a nurse for years, and of course you were a franchise health club owner. We won't say which one, but you did that as well. So what, just to kind of start out, Dee, what would you say when someone comes to you and say, wow, you know, I need to lose some weight or I want to lose weight, what's generally your response to them?
Well, normally I start off by saying, let's phrase it a different way. It's not lose weight. It's let me adjust my weight. Adjusting my weight means I have more of a control over trying to stay on track of it. Instead of saying lose weight, because once you lose something, you will always find it. It will come back.
Mm. Wow, good point. Very good point. And if you're starting, you say someone wants to start, they come to you, the same person has come to you, and she said she wants to lose weight. And I really need to work out, too. My doctor said I need to work out. So what should I do?
That's one of the easiest things if we can just start at a very slow pace. It's not something that you have to go out and join a club to do. It's the simple little things like when you go shopping, park away from the handicap parking. Go all the way out to the very edge of the parking spot. Walk. That's the key. Moving the body is the best way to get activity going back through the body. And that's what we're lacking. We're sitting too long of a period of time, and our body's just not getting the movement that it needs. And that's one of the requirements, is to move the body.
Wow. What if it's raining? What if it's raining and I see a close parking spot to the door?
I know, and that's very tempting, isn't it? But you have your umbrella. You came prepared for the rain.
That's right.
Still walk. Go up steps instead of using the elevators. Especially if you can go up steps, that's going to burn off more calories in your day than if it's just coming down the steps. So try using steps instead of just going up and down on elevators all day.
And this is practical, the advice that you're giving. This is nothing that someone has to really, you know, try to study and think about how to do it. It's just practical advice. And oftentimes when it comes to exercise and nutrition, it's practical. And like you said, you wanted to make it a lifestyle. And, guys, I forgot to give you our contact information. If you'd like to call us and get in on this conversation, the number is 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. Certainly want you to call us If you are a person who has made this a lifestyle of exercising, or even if you're a person that has, say, at the beginning of every year, you mean to do well, you make it a resolution, but you usually fall short by about March. And talking about falling short, Dee, by March, and a lot of the health clubs, they have stats that say, like right now in January, the health clubs are just full to the rim. And by March or so, what usually happens?
It drops. The membership will always increase in the month of January because people are more focused on starting off a new year with wonderful things happening. They want to change. So that's why you get the New Year's resolutions. But at the same time, by 3 months into that of trying to do it, they find more excuses of staying away from the gym. So, of course, membership starts dwindling back down. The thing of it is, and we keep repeating it, it is a lifestyle change. It is not a quick fix. And I think that's where we're also losing a lot of our momentum of changing and adjusting our weight, is because we want an instant release of the extra weight that we are carrying around. And it's not going to happen that way for it to be healthy. You can drop a lot of pounds in a short period of time, but that's not a healthy way to go about adjusting your weight.
And so with you saying quick, fixed, and instant, that just kind of reminded me of some of these fast food places.
Oh, yeah, that's the worst place to go to, fast food. All you can eat buffet. Number one, there's a lot of preservatives put into their foods that they have so that they can keep it. So when you come in, it'll still be appearing to look nutritious to you, but it is not good for the body. And a lot of our busy schedules, that's one of the things we really have gotten hooked on, and that's fast food restaurants. Quick to get in there, get something to eat, and come out. But what we're putting inside of our bodies is not the best thing to have.
And so that comes with planning. I'm sure you have to kind of pre-plan so that, you know, you don't have to drive by one of the fast food restaurants and look and it's calling your name because you've already pre-planned. Even if you have some, I try to keep some snacks in my car like almonds or pistachios or something like that that is pretty filling.
Right.
As I'm in the car. So when I'm driving by, you know, and I keep going.
And that is one of the things that we need to put into our daily routine, and that is always having a little something. There is a phrase that's called grazing. You want to be grazing all day. That means you are putting something, small amounts of food, into the body all day long, not sitting down at one time eating a large, huge meal. That is not the healthy way to have food intake. Our food intake should be small amounts all during your day as you're progressing and burning off that energy.
But it needs to be something that's very nutritious, though, as well, not just like chips and soda and
no, not any of
the snack-type
things.
Mm-hmm.
Your healthier choices, your fruits, your nuts. Nuts
mm-hmm.
is one of the best proteins that you can have, which is going to give you more energy, and it's going to last you longer. It is a filler in the body. So
mm-hmm.
you do feel when you don't want to overeat at that moment. So that helps you to continue to do what needs to be done. Once again, staying focused on your mission, which is adjust my weight.
And Denise, that was a great point you just made, because when she said, you know, eat several meals a day, you know, I don't want anyone saying that, oh, I was listening to the What is Etiquette Anyway show, and Ms. D was saying you should eat at least, you know, several times a day. But, yes, Denise, good job, because we want to make sure it's what you eat, not necessarily just eating, right?
Absolutely.
I want to go on and get to our we have some callers on the line, so callers, thank you so much for your patience. We're going to go ahead and take our first call, extension 8395. Hello, welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway?
Hello.
Hi there. How are you? Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
We are talking about nutrition and losing weight and exercising as a lifestyle. What would you like to say?
Yes, I would like to say that Ms. D is right on point. Myself, I decided maybe I think about 18 years ago, in 1995, to make a lifestyle change and to not, like she said, not lose weight, but to adjust my weight and also to take control of my total health. And by doing that, I included water. Water is essential, I think, to losing weight and to adjusting your weight. And also finding an exercise that you enjoy, especially to start out something. If you don't enjoy it, you won't continue to do it. Mm-hmm. And I think also eating small portions of good food, like Ms. Denise said, I think it was a great way also. And watching the time that you eat prior to going to bed was an adjustment I made, and also preparation. In preparing and knowing in advance how long you're going to be out from home and what time you're going to be eating. All those things were important, because if you don't, you'll find yourself getting hungry late and not knowing what to eat or should you eat. You know, she said several times a day is great. You don't want to find yourself at the end of the day having eaten and then you're hungry and you just pick up anything and everything to eat and not aware of how much you're eating.
That's some great information. And you said 18 years ago that you decided this. And so therefore it sounds to me like it has certainly become a lifestyle for you.
Yes.
And I'm sure people think, you know, how do you do this? I mean, how often, you know, do you do this? Once? So you work out once a week, once a month, or
yes.
Or what?
I work out about 3 to 4 days a week. And I try to work out at least an hour to 2 hours, even though I know that maybe not always feasible for a lot of people, because I am unemployed right now. So I've done this for many years, but still I know it's not you know, a lot of people may not have 3 or 4 days a week to 1 or 2 hours of time a day to do it, but you still have to, like Ms. D said, you have to move your body. You have to move your body to adjust your weight, so to make the changes that you need to make, and also to keep the numbers, your high blood pressure and diabetes and cholesterol, all those numbers, to be healthy numbers. You have to move your body. So, but drinking water is number one. Drinking a lot of water, getting it mixed. If you don't like water, try and find, you know, ways of getting the fluids that you need, the healthy fluids.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I'm sure that you've inspired quite a few of our listeners, especially since you really have made this a lifestyle, and we certainly appreciate your call and your comments.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. Enjoy your new year.
You too.
And Ms. D.
Yes.
Really good point. I know you mentioned initially about making sure that, well, you did not necessarily have to join a health club. And a lot of people think, well, I don't have time to go to a health club. But you just said earlier that if you just walk in different ways that you can get ideas. And the caller just said about doing something that you enjoy, doing an exercise that you enjoy.
It's like anything, Donna. If you do not enjoy something, you will not continue it. So if you're
mm-hmm.
trying to adjust your weight, you must find an activity that you do enjoy so that it will be a continuous program for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tracks now, that even at some of our churches around, indoor tracks to walk. And you're out of the weather elements at the same time. You're with a group of people. And that's another important thing. If you can get a partner, a buddy, as you will, to be accountable to, you need someone who is rooting for you but also hoping to stay on the program that you want to do. So having a buddy is another definite need for your success to occur.
Mm-hmm. Accountability.
Accountability, yes. Caller was absolutely right. Water is essential. It is one of the needs that the body has to have. And we have gotten so used to having our taste buds override our natural desire for water. So water has now become one of the things we force ourselves to do. But it's actually something that we were made to be doing, and that is we were created to be drinking water. There are a lot of enhancers so that those who have a problem with plain water, there are enhancers that are very low in calorie intake so that you are still going to be able to get the fluid in your body that you need, that water.
That's a great point. Denise, I want to check with you. I know you usually pull emails.
I do have one question. I think we've already answered it pretty much. It says, dear ladies, I love making resolutions. It gives me something to look forward to, but I have one problem each year. I start out strong and fizzle out about 2 months in. My weight loss continues to be a struggle, but I continue to work at it. Any suggestions? And I think we've pretty much answered most of what she's thinking about, and it really is a mindset as well. You know, we talk about the goal, we talk about making small goals, attainable goals, but it has to be a mindset as well. This comes from Lisa, and so, Lisa, I hope that you will continue to do that, because I know, Dee, if I'm not correct, correct me, but a lot of times people, when they start out working out and have a goal, sometimes they reach a plateau, and that weight loss does not come as fast as you think it should.
Right. And when that happens, the best way to do it is change your routine. Give your body another shock. Because once you get started, you're actually shocking that body because you're giving it something it has not been used to having to get you started on your program. So if you hit a plateau, the best thing to do is change your exercise, do something different. If you've been walking a lot, start maybe going out and playing some type of dance, jazz, exercise program. There's DVDs that you can walk at the home inside doing other type movements other than just basic walking that will give your body another way of movement, and that will help shock the body again, get it kicked off again to help you. When you get to those plateaus, you just got to change up your routine.
Mm-hmm. And we thank her for that email, and hopefully that will help because a lot of people will tell you they can't see just doing the same thing over and over for just an extended period of time. So the variety is certainly key. And again, you want to make sure it's something that you enjoy doing. Therefore, you will look forward to doing it. And I know, Denise, you had said it is a mindset as well. Yeah, sometimes you have to pick yourself up. What I used to do when I did go to a health club, I would grab my workout clothes and put them at the end of my bed at night. So as soon as I got up, they were right there. I didn't have to pull anything together or anything of that sort. And it just made it a little easier since it was there. And if I didn't really feel like going to do it, then, you know, I'm still looking. I've already had my workout sitting there. So, I mean, come on. So put it on. Okay, going to go to the phone and take another call. And in case you guys are just joining us, you are listening to Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about one of the top of the New Year's resolutions. We're talking about losing weight, getting into shape, nutrition, but we're talking about it from an angle of a lifestyle, not just a resolution. Extension 4999, hello. Thanks for calling. What is that anyway?
Hi, Donna.
Hi there. How are you?
This is Eve.
Hi, Eve. Welcome.
Okay. I'm enjoying Dee and her input and the others that are speaking. And all I just want to say, exercising is a lifestyle for me, always have been, always will be, because it's staying in good health. And I love comfort food. I love to cook. So I must exercise, and it's also good for your joints. And then not only that, I work out about 4 times a week, if not more, because I work out at home as well, special exercise for the joints. And not only that, I meet people, and I can share my faith, and just people outside of my zone. I meet people on my level, and I enjoy it. So that's all I wanted to contribute to my good health.
Well, thank you so much, and that is important because you sound like not just from a physical aspect that working out and exercise is important, but from a spiritual aspect as well. So we thank you so much for sharing, and actually we do applaud our callers that have called in before because, you know, for those of you that may be listening and thinking that, man, a lifestyle, I'm just trying to do it for, you know, the next couple of weeks. That's, you know, great inspiration, and so we're excited about that. Did you have another email, or shall we kind of move on?
No, I do.
Mm-hmm.
It says,
okay.
Dear guest, how does working out affect one's health? I am hearing a lot about the flu, that this is one of the worst years. So what can we do to keep a fit body, not only for muscles, but also for our physical health? And this comes from Jonathan Alford in Atlanta. So, Dee, are you still on?
Okay. And he was hitting about, he was commenting about our flu that's going around right now, and it seems like everyone's catching that. Well,
yes.
One of the things with the flu is going to be also your germs, and how you're disposing of even your tissues makes a big point of how that will be contagious to someone else that's coming in your midst. When you're sneezing, are you sneezing in your hand and not washing your hands afterwards? So all of those kinds of things have to come into play. It's your hygiene when you have these flus and colds. That is mainly what happens for it to spread, and probably of handling that. But also your nutrition for your wellness to get back healthy, eating the proper types of food to strengthen your while you're going through that flu season is very crucial as well to your good health.
Mm-hmm. And the I don't want to interrupt you, but we are running out of time. I can't believe it for this show. But we are going to continue this discussion on next week, you guys, as we continue our What is Etiquette Anyway series on New Year's resolution. And we thank you so much for this valuable information. And you guys, if you join so late, you can go back and click on the link, and you can still be able to listen to the show and its entirety, okay? And let me just say this. If you have not completed your resolutions list, why not consider adding the following? Why not live by the golden rule, which is treat others the way you want to be treated, be more grateful, be more polite to others, pray or meditate more, be less critical and judgmental. And so those would be great to add on to your resolution list if you still have room, or just kind of make room for those. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show, and please invite them to listen as well. After all, our goal is to make this world a polite place to live. And remember, never tire loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that's from Proverbs 3:3. And make sure, as we tell you each week, to initiate a random act of kindness this week. And I know we did see some acts of kindness, but we will get to those on next week. Apologize for not being able to do that today. Once again, thank you so much, callers. Ms. D, it's been a pleasure having you on. I hope I can bring you back on. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Good night. Take care. God bless.
Thank you.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.